This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 15th, 2024. Amateur radio is ready to support eclipse operations for the upcoming April 8th solar eclipse. Many folks and organizations are excited about the opportunity to witness the darkness of totality. Spectators from across the country are traveling to the path of total darkness that will stretch from South Texas to northeastern Maine. Some states are anticipating more than 1 million travelers for the event alone. In the impacted areas, schools will be letting students out early for the day, and residents are being encouraged to avoid driving the day of the event. Emergency response organizations are adding staff for the event in many areas, and the eclipse is expected to directly impact parts of 14 states as it moves across the country. The travel impact alone could be substantial. In preparation for the event, many state emergency management organizations have called on local hams to provide communication services via HF nets and locally on VHF-UHF frequencies. There have been numerous planning meetings, exercises, and preparations across the country. The ARRL Emergency Management Department has worked with ARRL Section Emergency Coordinators and Section Managers in the directly affected areas to collect the frequencies that each section plans to utilize and to assist in any frequency conflicts. Hams across multiple states and ARRL sections have been practicing their communications capabilities via Windlink, single sideband, and CW. It is great to see sections along the path working together to be prepared to assist in any emergency should it occur during the event, said ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnston, KE5MHV. Heavy traffic is the major concern, but anything can happen during such a large event, he added. And he went on to say that there will be several on-air operating events on the day of the eclipse, but please give some space for any emergency traffic that may be taking place as well. Ham Radio Science Investigation, HAMSI, is leading the Solar Eclipse QSO party for radio amateurs to participate in propagation research by operating during the eclipse and submitting their logs. Much of that activity will be focused on the FT8 frequencies of the Non-World Administrative Radio Conference, WARC HF bands, but all modes will be welcome during the event. The theme for the 2024 ARRL Field Day is Be Radioactive. The event will run on June 22nd through the 23rd, and it will be one part contest, one part emergency communications exercise, and one part open house, and always a great time. The theme encourages radio amateurs to take advantage of the peak of solar cycle 25, which we are nearing. Activity this year is likely to be extremely high thanks to favorable solar conditions. The upper HF band, such as 15 and 10 meters, should benefit the most from the cycle's peak. There are resources available already for clubs and individuals to make their field day plans. ARRL will publish more information and tools so that hams can make the most of the event as it draws near. Amateurs interested in learning more are invited to join the Field Day Facebook group to connect with others who are planning for the big weekend. And you can find links to all of the resources on the ARRL Field Day webpage at www.arrl.org/fieldday. The recipients of the 2024 HamVention Awards were announced on March 8, 2024. The Special Achievement Award recipient is Anthony Lescree, K8ZT. The Technical Achievement Award went to Ward Silver, N0AX. The Young Ladies Radio League, YLRL, received the Club of the Year Award. And the Amateur of the Year recipient is Edward Engelman, KG8CX. Lescree is from near Akron, Ohio, and he was first licensed in 1981. He has been a low-power operator, contester, and teacher throughout his amateur radio career. He received his amateur radio extra class license in 2000. His low-power contacts now top 115,000. He serves as the ARRL Ohio Section Youth Coordinator and is an officer in his local ham club, the Cuyahoga Falls Amateur Radio Club. Ward Silver, N0AX, for the past 15 years, has been the lead editor of the ARRL Handbook and the ARRL Antenna Book, and he was a primary author for all three ARRL license manuals and study guides from 2004 until his retirement in 2023. As an electrical engineer, he designed microprocessor-based products and medical devices for 20 years before beginning a second career as a teacher and writer. Licensed in 1972, he is co-founder of the World Radio Sport Team Championships and was inducted into the CQ Contest Hall of Fame in 2015. The Young Ladies Radio League, YLRL, is proud to be celebrating its 85th anniversary this year. With members from all over the world, the organization has been involved in everything from contests to emergency events to helping new hams get licensed and on the air, as well as everything in between. Established in 1939, the YLRL has the motto QRV, I am ready, and they are always ready to assist in radio community. Amateur of the Year, Edward Engelman, KG8CX, is from Menomee, Michigan. He is co-founder of the Young Amateurs Communications Ham Team, YACHT. He was first licensed in 1991 and received his amateur extra class license in 2000. He's been a member of ARRL since 1991. ARRL and Hamvention have announced that Hamvention will host the 2024 ARRL National Convention on May 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio. ARRL has an exciting lineup of forums and presentations scheduled. And you can read more about the 2024 Hamvention Award winners and the 2024 ARRL National Convention at ARRL.org. The 50th anniversary of the Georgian Bay Amateur Radio Club, GBARC, in Annan, Ontario, Canada, continues into 2024. The club's first meeting was October 18, 1973, and it was attended by 14 amateur radio operators, three citizens bands, CB operators, and one former amateur radio operator. Today, there are 30 club members. Activities and celebrations will continue with a special event commemoration on March 23, 2024, using the call sign VC3GB. The station will be active from 12 noon p.m. until 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on 80, 40, and 20 meters on single sideband and CW. There will be two stations operating for the event, and 80 meters may not be available until after 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The 2024 Baker to Vegas B2V race is set to run on March 23rd and 24th. The B2V race features 120 miles of pavement, 20 stages, and more than 10,000 runners. Family members and other guests are invited to support the runners and support staff also present for this annual event. The race is a unique law enforcement foot race starting in Baker, California, and ending in Las Vegas, Nevada. Law enforcement officers from around the globe will compete in the B2V race. They do that every spring for the chance to win the coveted Cup trophy. Amateur radio special event station N6A will be on the air during the race on March 23rd through the 24th from 1600 Zulu to 0000 Zulu on 7.255 and 14.255 megahertz. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. NASA and SpaceX launched Crew 8 to the International Space Station on March 3rd. The Crew 8 team is led by Commander Matthew Dominic, KC0TOR, pilot Michael Barrett, KD5MIJ, mission specialist Jeanette Epps, KF5QNU, and flight engineer Alexander Grabenkin, RZ3DSE. Although all four of the astronauts have their ham license, we do not always hear them being active on the radio. Activity depends on their use of their downtime. As their work time is 0730 UTC until 1930 UTC, you should listen to passes between 0730 and 0830 UTC or 1830 and 1930 UTC. There is no need to call for NA1SS or their individual calls. If they choose to operate, they will announce themselves. Calling them only causes unnecessary QRM. Of course, once you do have a successful contact with an astronaut, you will desire a coveted QSL card to memorialize the contact. Visit the ARIS.org website, hover over General Contacts, and select QSL cards. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In Radio Sport this week, more great contests. On March 16th, it's the Podexis 070 Club St. Patrick's Day contest. That's digital. March 16th and the 18th, the Bartik HF Ritty contest. That's digital as well. March 16th and 17th, the Russian DX contest, CW and phone. March 16th and 17th as well, the F9AA Cup single sideband contest, phone there. And on March 16th and 17th, it's the Africa All-Mode International DX contest, CW phone and digital. On March 16th, the AGCW VHF UHF contest, CW. March 16th and 17th, the All-Virginia QSO party, CW phone and digital. March 17th, the UBA Spring Contest, single sideband and phone. And on March 17th through the 18th, it's the Run for the Bacon QRP Contest, that's CW. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions on March 16th, it's the 49th Annual Stuart Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention, that's in Stuart, Florida. March 16th, the St. Patrick's Day Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention in Midland, Texas. April 6th, it's the Raleigh Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. And on April 12th through the 13th, the Greene County Ham Fest 2024, hosting the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention. That's in Claremore, Oklahoma. And finally this week, thanks to the Alcona County Amateur Radio Group in Harrisville, Michigan, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.